Thus I have heard, at one time, the blessed one was dwelling in the royal domain of Ultra Peak Mountain, with a great gathering of monks and a great assembly of bodhisattvas. At that time, the blessed one was absorbed in the samadhi of the many aspects of the Dhamma called profound appearance. At the same time, noble Avalokiteshvara and Bodhisattva Mahasattva, looking at the practice of the profound perfection of wisdom, saw the five skandhas and their natural emptiness. Then, through the power of the Buddha, Venerable Shariputra said to the noble Avalokiteshvara Bodhisattva Mahasattva, how should a son of a lineage trained who wishes to follow the practice of the profound perfection of wisdom? Thus he spoke, and the noble Avalokiteshvara Bodhisattva Mahasattva answered the venerable Shariputra these words. Shariputra, those men and women of the lineage who wish to follow the practice of the profound perfection of wisdom should look at it like this. The five skandhas should be seen purely in natural emptiness. Form is empty, emptiness is form. Emptiness is not other than form. Form also is not other than emptiness. In the same way, feeling, recognition, compositional factors, and consciousness are empty. Shariputra, like this, all phenomena are emptiness, and having no characteristics, they are unborn and unceasing. They are not impure or pure. They neither decrease or increase. Therefore, Shariputra, in emptiness there is no form, no feeling, no recognition, no compositional factors, no consciousness, no eye, no ear, no nose, no tongue, no body, no mind, no appearance, no sound, no smell, no taste, no sensation, no phenomenon. There is no quality of sight and so on until no quality of mind and no quality of mental consciousness. There is no ignorance and no exhaustion of ignorance. And so on up to no old age of death and no exhaustion of old age of death. In the same way, there is no suffering and no origin, no ending and no effect, no wisdom, no attainment, and no non-attainment. Therefore, Shariputra, since there is no attainment, bodhisattvas rely on and abide by the means of the profound perfection of wisdom. And since their minds have no obscurations, they have no fear. Transcending falsity, they attain nirvana. All Buddhas as well in the three times as light upon the perfection of wisdom, and have become truly complete Buddhas of unsurpassable, perfect, and complete enlightenment. Therefore, the mantra of the profound perfection of wisdom, the mantra of insight, the unsurpassed mantra, the unequaled mantra, the mantra which calms all suffering should be known as truth, for it is not deceptive. The mantra of the perfection of wisdom is proclaimed. Te ata om gate gate paragate parasangate bodhisattva. Shariputra, this is how a bodhisattva mahasattva should train in the profound perfection of wisdom. And the blessed one arose from that samadhi, said to the bodhisattva mahasattva, the noble Avalokiteshvara, and he spoke him now. Well done, O son of the lineage, just so. O son of the lineage, since it is just so, profound perfection of wisdom should be practiced just as you were taught, and the Tathagatas will also join us. When the Blessed One had said this, the venerable Shariputra, and noble Avalokiteshvara, Bodhisattva Mahasattva, and the entire gathering, as well as worldly beings, gods, humans, asuras, and their heralds, rejoiced and praised the words of the Blessed One. Lama Lord, Jesus, you're my only one.
Yeah. 얘는 개발지기 손상의 체제 주능에 알레르기 있다고 쓰나다. 랑세랑을 미가 터미지서 라니 이선바데 라니라 아니 가보미 메제바 터여 말해서 도슬라다. 알레도 시지 시 도보티.
So there is a stanza from one of the master. So Rinpoche gonna recite that stanza first. So the first line. The first line states that you yourself cherish as much as you. As you want.
Ranglo ranglo ma rangto misi chisa. rani gi semba de rani la chambo me jeba sig ma re song do
and your mind you know also also as much as you know fear toward yourself
jande jin bo lachu madu na son do
the essence of all this cherishment or fairness is to cultivate the teaching of the Buddhas.
Ni rang madu ay na rang si rang ke la pa ma yin na rang ni ki tan da de rang ni ki me bo so pa ma re be so do sa.
And if you could not able to cultivate the those goodness, then you know you waste the real you know opportunity that is very rare.
Then just on the time the that.
So the meaning here is that you know, from ourselves to a tiny bug, all the sentient beings, you know, cherish, you know, ourselves among all, and as well as we do our best to achieve happiness.
Rani Rani la tsewa sende Rani Rani la chi gabo sende te ko lenji re ma to kale jun du gwe che ma ro wa sa.
So this thing, you know, cherish ourselves and you know to gain you know happiness, that is all sentient beings are same in nature.
Tanga so kale jena kare che go re tiringa so kare che go re sa so na ani rani la tsewa yeba na gi ge tsewa gi ni tyanda te du shi ba chi che go re sa.
So if that is the case, then what we have to do is, you know, if we cherish ourselves that much, then we should not mistaken how to cultivate more happiness to ourselves.
So nga so ge chue de la tene ne ge zhe yue ye ne de da zhuo de ka re de sa so na.
So by practicing this thing, you know, how we have to, you know, gain happiness and satisfaction is not through externally or physically, but, you know, it has to do with the mentally. So in this way, you know, when we practice Dharma, it will, you know, bring us peace and happiness toward within ourselves. Not only that, it will also help and, you know, influence the, you know, our surroundings and as well as, you know, infinite sentient beings.
Mm-hmm.
So to cultivate this kind of methods, we have to study, listen to the teaching, and the teacher himself has to explain. So we first should know the methods, and for that, we have to be really motivated.
Nye teri chue di nye ne, ane shuwe gi bine shang chu sen se minan sibo ke ma yon na yang, ane kan zheng gi ane jibu tamba san ji me chabu nangi kanso nangi pe yore, teta gi ane nge len dwe lagu ji che gi nye, teta gi song shang yi nge lan len du ne, nga ten na gi jing yon shu a san gi ji gi sen du ne tuwa de se lebi tuan da lagu, te san da tong wei da se la.
So to do that, we try to generate the, awakened mind or the bodhicitta. To do that, we need to transform our, mental state into a, first into a neutral, then into a, altruistic thoughts. So, we will reflect on those things and do a meditation for a moment.
Tātari yikino chīpa chīchāngāne kāngsīmba sē yīchūne nē lōnyi dōng ngā jā kīngkhāng lē nē jāgā dōjī dēlō nā jā dāmbā shācā tūpa sēngi jī pē nē tīgī chūchū kōlō rīmbā sōng kō nē nē tīgī chūyatī jīdī jīdī bāṁ jūy mā chē nē jībū tāmbā sōgī mā yō nē nē tī tāndā pālā ngā sōlā tū sēngi nē chūrāng
So with this kind of extraordinary thoughts of the minds, what we're going to listen and teach is called the stages of the path to enlightenment. And if we trace back this teaching, then more than 2,500 years ago in India, the historical Buddha Shakyamuni first teach this practice, and since then there is an unbroken lineage of this teaching up to our root guru and till now. This is called Lamrim in Tibetan, and in English, Stages of the Path to Enlightenment. What it reveals is that, I myself went through this path, and you, the followers, if you come in this path, then you will reach, you know, the attainments which I have attained. So it reveals like that kind of path, ground, path, and the attainments.
Did you know choose it in your la draw pegory, draw a carriage in a pegory session, carriage in a draw a pair of sessona, and it was so Rimbo Matuma conjit, then the Dehagi salt chilling about the Gonson Dogu waters. Then draw a total dirigentilla, Nitombo to Nissan, Nick Gun and Julie Genamado, Drossa Jen Langa Mabajiri, the Drigi Langa Chilia, and Juegi Coco Richiras on a bed, Gaiobati, Gachobachi, somewhere.
So in this way, you know, to practice, you know, Dharma, first you need to be really motivated and have to make a, you know, joyous effort, every effort in our practice. So if one want to to obtain the Buddhahood, then you know we must rely on this kind of theories or teachings. So, in order to practice this kind of teachings, first one need to study, and second, once you study, then reflect on the teachings, what you have studied, and then, you know, put the teaching into practice and meditate on it over and over again.
kisi magwa yin ayang tang jin ko mu de ji lu de be ti yu xia ye ji de mu yong yi qi ba ye le sa la da ko ba cha jian de ka le ka le ruo yin zhe.
So in this way, you know, why, you know, you have to motivate and make every joyous effort is, you know, otherwise you're going to lose, you know, courage, or you might discourage in between, because, you know, you might think, oh, it's very hard to understand, and also, you know, in the way there will be, many obstacles. So, you know, by making motivated and by having joyous effort, it will overcome all those obstacles, and the spiritual practice, it is a gradual, you know, path. So, you know, we should not be discouraged, you know, even though we don't understand fully, you know, it will make a deep imprint in our
mindstream.
So this great text, you know, composed by Lama Tsongkhapa, and Lama Tsongkhapa composed all texts in four chapters. So this text composed by Lama Tsongkhapa in Tibet around
1400s.
So the first chapters, you know, it reveals the, you know, source of the teaching.
tüsyo tenre chile jagala songpa re sena, kundu tata bonren jen tu shayore sena.
So where the teaching source come from is the, as mentioned earlier, it traces back to historical Buddha Shakyamuni himself. So the second chapter reveals, you know, the greatness of the teaching. So what kind of greatness in this teaching and what kind of unique teaching it is, all this reveals in the second chapter. So the third chapter reveals, you know, if there are this kind of greatness, you know, then how should one listen and how should one teach? All these reveals in the third chapter. So then the fourth chapter is the last chapter, and it is the actual, you know, actual text. So, you know, it is also the body of the text, the fourth chapter, you know, if this kind of three greatness is in this teaching, then, you know, how should one instruct and how should one receive the instruction and put in practice, and then, you know, from gradual path, what are your attainments? All this reveals in the last chapter.
One of the duties Sanjay Salapa, the trigger is on any Tombo Tombo Naga Cheshire, the carriage is somebody, Inchimiji, any launch is our Shinny Timbi, said Inchimiji, Longing is Long Mano, I think, Longing Gish, and it's a good way, said any sour songs.
So all the practice are really, you know, put in systematically. So, you know, it is easy to, you know, practice. So, you know, if one, you know, want to obtain Buddhahood, then, you know, the root of our practice is relying on a, you know, a guru. So we are in the main chapter, chapter 4, and, you know, we are at the, you know, how to reliance on the guru, which is the root of our all goodness.
So
there are, practice in how to reliance on the guru. You know, among those things, we are at the last, parts that it. It says brief indication of how to the summary of the meaning of the previous five paths. So if we say directly, then, you know, then every day, you know, from dusk to dawn, you know, 24 or in the night, 24 hours, there are time that we practice, and there are time we don't practice.
Tā chū nyālīng chēngiān chēngiān bī ōng jī jātī, chēngiān mē nā, nī mē jē bī tī sū kōrōng yī dō kārzā tī, kōrōng yī dō bā rā wā sā rā.
So this is according to a practitioner, you know, the practitioner past time, sometimes practicing, sometimes in a post-meditation sessions or meditation. And if we don't believe or practice, then, you know, we pass all our time without any practice. So in the practitioner's case, you know, how we should go about in our day-to-day practice, you know, it began with, you know, rising up in the morning, and how, you know, we carry on our day's activities. You know, first you wake up and clean the place and set up the altar and make the offerings and all those things we talked
last time.
So if some of you do practice like mentioned here, then one thing to remind that, you know, after we visualize the merit field, then, you know, if one wants to do the ablutions, then one can do the ablutions after the, you know, visualization of merit field. When we do the, you know, six aspect of the preparation or the six preparatory practice, then, you know, we should know this time, you know, is for the visualization of the, you know, merit field, and at this time now is the time for the ablutions and so on. You know, we should
reflect.
So why we have to do this, you know, kind of six preparatory practice is, you know, for people like us, the beginner, you know, not really, you know, ripened mind in Dharma, first it is most important to accumulation of merits and to purify the negativities, then actual doing the meditation. So why is that so? Because, you know, from beginningless time, we have accumulate, you know, infinite negativities and as well as obscurations. So, you know, if we don't purify all these things and we have not have accumulated great deal of merit, then how much we meditate, we cannot able to obtain the realization or the attainments. So this is like, for instance, when you want to do a garden or a field, you know, first you need to have a fertile soil. So if the land is, you know, not even, and there are a lot of rocks and pebbles and you know, weeds and all like that, then, you know, even though you have a good seed, you sow the seed, it won't give a good harvest. So, you know, first you have to clean up all those obstacles to your crop. Then, you know, then in that fertile soil, if you sow the seeds and met all the conditions, then it will have a good harvest. So, you know, this seven limb practice which will come through, you know, so its source come from the king of the prayer, you know, of the Samendabhadra. So, you know, it is easy to understand, you know, not much to have a commentary or the explanation. So, look like we can read through the text. So the first of the seven limb prayer practice is to do the prostrations. So, we will read through the text. I think it is 94. And so, with respect to the seven branch of worship, it says worship, the first, the branch of obeisance includes the combination of physical, verbal, and mental obeisance. It is expressed in the first verse of prayer of Samendabhadra. So we read through the text. I bow down with a clear mind, body, and speech to all lions among humans, leaving none out those who traverse the three times in the worlds of the ten directions. However many there may be, this verse is a sincere and respectful physical, verbal, and mental obeisance that does not simply conform to what others do. Do not take as your object of meditation the Buddhas of a single direction in the universe or of a single time. Rather, take all the conquerors who reside in all ten directions, as well as those who have already visited this world previously, will visit here in the future, and are appearing at present. The Master Ishide explained.
Tiji sha tsibi kosa le ne sanje ji le sha mi ba chen sha tsya ma re sanje de shu chen de du su de ju bi sanje ka ga le ne sha tsibi mi ba chen re es de ru ge sha tsya de le yen da ge sha tsya ne ya bo yo re sa ne ji je da kha la jwa da ma yin ba ran ji sa ba ta ba de ne go su ge be sha tsya re es do
so this is when we do the prostrations. So when we do the prostration, like mentioned here, you know, we have a sincere and respectful, of three doors with, great obeisance that, somebody told you do the prostration and then, you did it. Not like that, you have this kind of, things. And also, when we do the prostration, we imagine that, we are doing prostration all over the Buddhas of the Ten Directions and Buddhas of the past, present, and the futures, not for a single Buddha.
So
the Master Ishide explained in his commentary, even if you bow down to one Buddha, the merit is immeasurable. What need is there to mention the merit of bowing down while imagining that vast number of Buddhas?
Again,
we read through the text. In regard to physical, verbal, and mental obeisance, physical obeisance is expressed by the second verse. I make obeisance to all the conquerors with bowing bodies as numerous as the particles of those worlds, perceiving all of the conquerors through the strength of prayers that aspire to auspicious deeds. Imagine all the conquerors abiding in all directions and times, as if you are actually perceiving them as objects of your mind. Also, as you bow down, imagine duplicate images of your body emanating from your a body in a number equal to the minute particles of the Buddha's realm. Moreover, you should have initially been motivated by the strength of deep faith in the auspicious deeds of the objects of your obeisance.
Teji tena kare se to lu ju gona sha se di kare che se go se so na sha se si yute ta ji goma de ji ba yi ba che ne sha se bi ne go so ji ne so so gi lu ji la he ji du ji ta ta ja bi lu ju go se di pe lu ta me ti ne ne sa ja le sha se bi re so ba
So this first thing, how we should motivate it to, you know, do the prostration. And this talk about, you know, how to do the actual prostrations. So, you know, if we imagine that, you know, our body is, you know, in minute part as equal as the minute particles, and as well as our object of, same like the object of our prostration.
Yang pada susu itu zubat ini, na zubat itu pada gua tontah mubat ini, gua tontah mubat itu lah yang di tiada terdiri kerana terdiri tontah mubat terdiri yang doa piba terdiri yang lari je nak terus doa terdiri yang debo mana ini orang ini jawa kama ini jawa cahaya bagi langsir ini terdiri jawa mana cahaya bagi piu yang sange ini terdiri mana bagi na yang piu lari jawa yang terus doa salah.
And also according to our mental, capacity or mental dispositions, you know, we imagine there are many, examples like, you know, one, we got our one body, and when we do the, you know, verbal prostration, then imagine we have infinite heads, and from all the heads, you know, we're doing the verbal prostration. And if that is not, comfortable, then we imagine that, you know, we have infinite, rebirths from beginningless time. So reflect or bring all those, births. Imagine all those gathered here and doing the prostrations.
So everybody knows
how to do the prostrations, but you know, it's just to remind, maybe somebody, there might some who don't know, so just a remind that, you know, when we do the prostrations, there are two different kinds of prostrations. First is, full body prostration, and the second is, the other prostration.
Pena gunsha se na yola ga salare ba sevre za la lapi thi ni ni pemo ni pego de ga de salare ba chila ni sen tang yu gone ni salare ba tela ni ga sa gunsha sevre sa la.
So the first prostration by bowing down is, the first prostration. That how should we do this prostration is we should touch the ground with our five limbs, forehead, two palm, and two knees. And as soon as you touch these five limbs on the ground, then we should immediately get up.
Shajatra chadi ne pena 라파니 베드 빈티 라티 베드 자샤나 아니 데 건제 가서 베나 처럼서 리그 말세 말 건제 가서 넘바이 이나 에 샤데 샤제 자도 제소나 라바니도 코도 제네 테모니도 노노 주네 노베기 소다 제네 샤제 자 그래서 말해서 말아
And how you do the you know do the folding hand you know not like you know or both of your palm you know gathered together you know touching each other not like that you know palm together and make a hollow inside and put your two thumb inside your palm and then you know touch the fingers and make this you know gesture
la piti java de ne meti patre ye shajare san so do
so if you don't do that you just do a flat you know flat you know like in India it's a namaste so if you do the gesture like namaste then it is not right in in according to the teaching so it would be the non Buddhist you know thing
tebon ye normal jo je tebon ye solo ja no lapa khuto che so na ya jo wa shima la sa je ji me nge ji shin de to ba ta na le je ji ani de li de chu re sa na so do sa na
so it is said that we should not do this you know a gesture in a empty hand because that is why you put two thumb in the hollow of your palm get, joined together so if you do like a namaste you know hand gesture then you know it is said that you know in your next or future life you will reborn where the Buddha has not appeared or at the time Buddha will be not appearing
shaje ja de ne shaje song je ne tombo ne pe go kha ta ja ne ni ba de ne ye kha la ja ga sa ja ba kha ta ja ne song ba de ye kha kha ta ja ga sa la song je ne je je ne ji ye be su zu do ja ne ri lo
So when you do the, you know, palm hand joined together, then you should first touch the top of your head, crown of your head, and then second, touch your forehead, and third... first, touch your crown of the head, and then second between your eyebrows and third on your throat and fourth on your heart
de ni ko phya da chede da boba shi da ta ga su de me do la da chang sha de ni shi du sa le re wa da gi su bo cha su sa le ja go sa la da ni ba chang sha
So there are many, you know, explanations and the meanings and the significance and all those things we want. Go today because we don't have a time so anyway that is the one prostration and the full length body prostration is like you know after doing that you know touching your four parts of your body then you fall on the ground like a log
lapa khore ya jawa chang jang yang lyu ju sha la ro gu sa na song du sa da yang le che xie da
and you know if we have a skill or you know how to you know do the prostration, then with deep, you know, great aspiration, just, you know, folding the palm together can be a prostration too. So, break here.
Chido gosun go ne sha se ge gar sa zo nga zo le ge wa chen ne de pa chen nga zo le ka gar chi che so na le ka che ge go ru du so ma de ma sa
so why we have to prostrate through our three doors, physical, verbal and mental, because you know whatever we do our action, we do through these three doors, either physical, verbal, or mental. So, you know, we accumulate the negativities through physically, verbally, and mentally. Likewise, the, you know, virtues too. So, physically, you know, when we do the prostration, it is one of the action of our body. So, verbally, you know, if we say something or some sound come from our mouth, then that is the verbal action. So mentally, you know, there is nothing to do with the physical and verbal, but, you know, mental thoughts appears. So that's the action of the mental. So if we do any, you know, bad actions or negativities, then, you know, it has to come out from either of these three one.
Parapa so che na na liyu gu na che gare, parapa la tsitu she na ngaa she gare, yani ngaa chik 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 dhamma da ten so na na yi na ten gura wala da.
So if we have to physically, you know, hurt somebody or kill somebody, we have to do through our body, bodily action. And verbally, if we, have a harsh word or some unpleasant speech, it comes from our mouth. So, and mentally also, you know, if you have a ill feeling and, you know, different negative thoughts, it should come out from mind. So among these three, the most severe, you know, activities is the mental action. So mental, this mental, you know, influence the physical and verbal. So we read through the, you know, through the text, and the master Ishide explains, if even one obeisance with one body as great merit, one with a vast number of body has extremely great merits. So that concludes the, you know, physically, and now the mental obeisance is expressed by the next verse. Upon one particles there are Buddhas as numerous as the particles of those worlds, and all are seated in the midst of their children. In this way, all are spheres of reality. I imagine conquerors filling all of these those particles. What that means is Buddhas are seated even upon each of the most minute particles and are equal in number to all of those particles. Each Buddha is surrounded by bodhisattva disciples. Mental obeisance develops belief through recollecting the Buddha's good qualities.
Teta karinsa zona sanje shanchu sabana je kusun tu je te change be gona ni teta la gabo de tawa che ne ni ji ya karsa ta sada ne bodo chi gona ni te dui ji ne tawa ji ji gona ni te chi sanha ta de gu do ji da yi ji sha de.
So good qualities means, you know, the Buddhas and their disciple bodhisattvas, we need to reflect on their, you know, their qualities, and it give you a great, you know, aspiration, or generate a deep admiration toward them, and by doing that, it will make us closer, you know, toward the Buddhas and the Bodhisattvas, you know, before. So mental prostration means reflect on these things and generate a deep admiration.
So the Sholoka Chitigay, Sanjay Yitanka, then Sanjay Yitanka, so the Dutchigit, then the Sanjay Yerisalo, and the Benangay Jacho, the Sanjay Shawamo Yerisalosona, and Children's Sansi Carrera.
So, like mentioned here, that you know, minute particles. So it is said that in one atom there are, you know, infinite minute particles. So if Rinpoche say that in that yellow flower, on the top of that yellow flower, there are, you know, millions of Buddhas seated. So if Rinpoche said that, then what do you guys think?
So the
main point or the meaning here is in the center of that, you know, we reflect on the you know, qualities of the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas, so that, you know, we generate admirations, and also feel sense of closeness toward the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas.
Then duchi ki tanka te no la duchi ki tanka kase yare se zona jangro mo je sume le pan ngatsu ki pesha no la bina. Dichi ki kosa la di chamo yasengi te tanda tsiri bagi ta deli chanka mawa ta tu goyare songu do la da. Tendri ki chanka mawa ki chanka da nyambi sanje shu yare se na songu yare se la da. Tendri ki ito la.
So as His Holiness the Dalai Lama mentioned that, you know, in one atom there are infinite, you know, minute particles. So scripture mentioned like that, but you know, when the scientists they investigate, then they found more than minute particles in one atoms, more than infinite minute particles in one atom. So, you know, so there are millions of, you know, Buddhas, you know, in one particles.
So, based on the Tashu, the country children, when they check or Zana, and Shalom Nojaki shoots them to Giki, Tomoji, the Segurisalada.
So in the Buddhist scripture, the most smallest, you know, atom or the particle is said to be that, you know, the smallest would be like, you know, only you can, only you can,
Then a lapitil is just on the shallow nose to Tugumarilla, condition the tartan. Christian the Jurys and the Lots of Tugumarilla.
So the smallest atom or the particle is that if there is a particle in your hand, then if there is a particle, then you should distinguish the, you know, directions, you know, four directions up and down. And like that. So, you know, the smallest particle, you cannot able to say this is east, this is west, you know, it that small.
So
in that kind of, you know, unable to distinguish, you know, smallest, unable to distinguish the directions, that smallest particles, they are, you know, infinite Buddha seated on that particle. So likewise, if Rinpoche said that in Rinpoche's table there are, you know, infinite Buddhas seated on front of him, then what we think?
So that
is possible. How is, you know, in that yellow flower in front of Rinpoche, you know, infinite sentient beings, you know, can focus or, you know, can perceive that yellow flower.
Jema Sanje Singh in the Chasuna, Sungju says, good, Kutu, Shepa the Kanje Kuzu, the Shepani Bote, Moye Merimato, Masona, you don't such a pomo than Riki, Tomotos and Ketch at Yomarilla, Tuchi Chamber Coron Chigoresa.
So that is possible, you know, like that, and also. When we attain Buddhahood, you know, when we become Buddha, you know, at that time, our mind and body will be a union in the union of the mental body. So you know, we cannot distinguish what is the mental part and what is the physical part when we attain Buddhahood, when we become Buddha. So, you know, there is only mental body remains.
Mm-hmm.
So usually we say that it's a wisdom body. So, you know, when we visualize the you know merit field or you know our meditational deities, Buddhas, and so on. You know, usually we say, you know, we meditate the rainbow body, cause you know in when we become Buddha, there is no any physical parts. Physical part is the emanation of the mental body.
Zupun singing the bit kakashed wala. Shuma Sanje Chasuna, can you go imitando?
Right now, in our ordinary, you know, appearance, like us, we have mental and physical, we can separate. There's two different entities. So when we become Buddha, you know, it become one, it become a union.
Dang ha ge sha ne yes.
So we leave the, you know, mental prostration up here, and then we go through the next verbal obeisance in expressed by the next verse. In praise of all the Sugadas, I express the excellence of all the conquerors. With all the sound of an ocean of voice in song, and the ocean of inexhaustible praise. First, in accordance with scriptures, imagine that immeasurable heads emanate from each of your immeasurable bodies, and that immeasurable tongues emanate from each head. Vocal obeisance is expressing with pleasant songs the inexhaustible praise of the Buddha's good qualities. In this verse, song means praise.
So
like mentioned here, you know, it's easy to understand. So, you know, the verbal obeisance is praise, or song means praise. So, you know, reflect on the qualities of the Buddha's body, speech, and mind, Bodhisattva's body, speech, and mindset. And, you know, expressing that, you know, verbally, and reflect on the expressions. You know, at that time, imagine whatever he says, the song voice are in with you know, many heads and many tongues, many bodies mentioned here. So the mention here, the song's voices are its causes, that is tongue. So ocean means that, you know, what this explain is explanation of the seven limb practice.
Sanjay, jansi drasi di kasa mansi resando ate di pa nanka kawa nangi chi jyo yasangur mato so chiko chiko sakang kwa yamengi son dunga chi mi pa chaya mei sa resana.
So ocean is a term for multiplicity. So what does that mean is, you know, when we do the, you know, praises to the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas, then we imagine, like mentioned here, and as well as the sound pervades all the space. All. So, you know, not like just you one sitting there and, you know, reciting. The, you know, full of sounds. So, what are we going to do here? Maybe you might have some questions. If you guys have questions, we do the questions here. You know, otherwise, we will continue.
I'm not sure how to pose the question, but I think Rinpoche, you could speak a little bit more about the idea of infinite Buddhas being present on a flower in front of you. Am I correct in interpreting that to mean that Buddhas have only mental bodies, they can manifest wherever they want, and they can manifest on the flower in front of you, and they do if we request them to? Is that the meaning that we should take?
Medo dig gala any sanje tangme shuyers the sus and the in lu de ta kaisana sanje la any karsegurda the karsegur ishigi suk madyo marwas the indu samba any ishigi su de la Toba meva in the samba, and co a kawapena shuchojo doj edeni, edendojigi, a reveta could be calling the dendoj revea, the gola deshe, mangzich, jamna, and the red, which is a
Penangansuki, Churangi, Jordan, and hearing Monsuki, Sanjay City, Gental Shuya, and Rojinga to Tanta Kangala, Lenchi, the Yuris and Nala, you would do the latter. When Sanjay Chichu, the Yentashi, the Sanjay singing, you said the Taran like Shijakaya said, Sanjay Yungin Jerimoto, Sanjay bet the Shins and the Chipa bet the same grace and in some other.
So, like your question, you know, we, you know, always think that Buddha is far away in some, you know, other realm. So, you know, it. We should not think like that. Buddha can be anywhere, you know. It's like a knowledge. Where there is a knowledge, there is Buddha.
Pena chunasuki chua de pena tele tanda pena nyayu tsase de saji gola sanje shuyu rebe salawa ina chua de te tsa ore sala ale tombo
komas
nyayu tsase de saji gola ani sanje shuyu rebe salawa ina ani ale tele sana toka wa yore sala.
So we have a hard time, you know, imagining that you know, like that. Then, you know, if like mentioned in the scripture, in the deepest hell, in the in the hot burning iron ground, Buddha exists seated on there. So it would be even harder to imagine.
So, how to say
the example, first, you know, if we say that wherever my eye senses go and perceive, you know, there is me.
Anjo dan mi ji leka chewa de yinji mi ji anjo de mi le che go ma re zubo de che xi ji leka chewa le yinji mi ji ko zubo ra ni le che go tin ri ye san na to san ya pu su to lo go ma to je mi xi ji thon sa te le so na me te sa che te tin ri chi le yo sa la go che go wa sa la ju dan ambo nga ji leka che ton ke si yu di
so how our senses functions, you know, there might be you know, some arguments in terms of, you know, physical, you know, touch and hearing. So the sound, we don't have to touch our, you know, sound faculties, touch, you know, feeling, you need to touch the, you know, thing. So like that, you know, the sound or the eye sense consciousness, wherever it go, you know, you don't have to really touch the, you know, the object.
Tendriki sana dondi kutu eme rese lo yudi shiba kan yasa teni la ku yasa ta siye yudi kozula ani sanje gi machin bi tuji dan sanje gi mazi bi temi di di ta de ani kan sanje gi zesa teni la sanje yasa la gur sala.
So in this way, you know, the Buddha's mental and physical is inseparable. It is union, it is one. So, you know, wherever, you know, Buddha can see, you know, we should understand there is Buddha. So in this way, you know, Buddha is always looking. So, you know, we should understand Buddha is everywhere, anytime.
Pena mahu ba ngadu wajib sanji jasa na ngi sanji yi hindi pena ngasu ari nama sa minisor de sacha de seorang de tenri ki sacha ki ngalar orang sori ki insan macam la ta. Kono yi tegar orang yi ni leh tapa orang jang bahsin ki longsho yi. Madu ki sacha ni aje ni pogo sori ki ni insan macam la ta.
So it is like, you know, when Rinpoche become Buddha, you know, or attain Buddhahood, at that time, you know, it is not like, you know, he only resides in Minnesota or in America. Just there is a boundary in our ordinary sense. Not like that. So, you know, when we attain Buddhahood, so it is, you know, all pure and unobstructed, so, you know, can be anywhere.
Trijima de lotus amarilla, Sanjay is singing the song of Sanjay Machabara, Sanjay non pensu yura, Sanjay in the monchage.
So, Rinpoche can able to explain that much, you know, because, you know, Buddha's qualities and all those things are unimaginable. So we have not attained Buddhahood yet. So, you know, we have no any clue.
Sanje Singh ji, jacha jayor lada. Sanje Singh ji, mewa yin so na, mut zange ji yawa da, yatsu yawa ji ne, shesar mingi ji na sanje yawa mara lada. Tango su zange ji yawa singh ji dang, ni duwa di mepo so na, yawa kon roya singh ji duwa lada. Te yodi ko, yawa de la tatu bi sanje singh ji yawa da sebo resa.
So there is no any doubt, you know, there is a Buddha, and we all can become Buddha, you know, if we make determination. Otherwise, people can improve in any terms, So if people cannot improve, from good, bad to good, and, there is no that kind of improvements, changings going on, then, we can able to say there's no Buddha. Any more questions? So any more questions? Otherwise, we go through the text. So we read through the text with respect to the second branch of worship, offering. There are both suppressible and unsuppressible offerings. The former is expressed by the next two verses. I offer to the conquerors exquisite flowers, the best garlands, musical instruments, ointments, excellent umbrellas, superior lamps, and choice incenses. I make offering to the conquerors with the best garments, superior perfumes, fragrant powders, piled as high as Mount Meru, all in the most excellent arrangements. Exquisite flowers are wonderful, loose flowers, such as those of the human and divine regions. Garlands are various flowers that are alternately strung together. Both of these terms includes all types of real and imagined flowers. Musical instruments are string, wind, and percussion instruments. Ointments are the ointments of the fragrant incense for the body. Excellent umbrellas are the best umbrellas. Lamp includes the luminous precious jewel as well as a fragrant and luminous lamp such as butter lamps. Burning incense are single fragrance and mixed fragrance incenses. The best garment are the best of every kinds of apparels. Superior perfume is said to be scented water given in offering bowls. It includes such water as that which is infused with a smell that spread its odor to a universe of 3 billion volt systems. Fragrant powders are equal in height and width to Mount Meru. They are also either alternating rows of colored sands for drawing a mandala, or fragrant incense powders suitable to be scattered or burned which are already been wrapped into parcels. Arrangement referred to all the above. They should be predominantly good ornamental and varieties.
हाँ तो इस तरह कर्ज़ में तो देखिए जब जैसा ना ना कच्चे दो तीसरे ने दो साशा कर्ज़ गोस तालिन देखिए शुरू में जासे कमी ना था तन देखिए ने जो कुन्दन कमी ने मिलू
सो वी आर आउट ऑफ़ टाइम एंड इट यस आ यू नो मेनी एक्सप्लेनेशंस सो लुक लाइक वी डोंट हैव अ टाइम वी स्टॉप हियर एंड नेक्स्ट टाइम वी विल डू द एक्सप्लेनेशन
So
we do the you know end parts. There is a you know things to do in the beginning, things to do in the end. So things to do in the end is the dedication. So, you know, whatever we have accumulated the merit this time, you know, this is the part of reliance on the, you know, Guru in our practice.
Tanda kanu ho gore, rangin sanje tanche, tepa chenpe geye shenye tsijin de tenye. Any Shancho Langerima Lang Yas Lambala, any Zobi Sanjatanji Zobi Sanjay Kobony, the Toba Show, Tita Lening, Terry Kansha, but the Tay Jolam Pino Show,
So, since we are in the reliance on the Guru, so we dedicate and make a wish that, you know, in a present and in future, we will never be separate from the, you know, Mahayana guru and able to practice, you know, this great practice stages to the path of enlightenment. And through that, you know, ourselves and all the sentient beings, you know, eventually, you know, attain the state of Buddhahood.
So big Yeah.
Yeah.